Except that he wrote some of the world's best-known love stories, relatively little is known about the life of William Shakespeare. Scholars say that he seems to have left his family behind in Stratford when he moved to London and began writing plays. So where did he learn so much about human nature? The title of the new film comedy, Shakespeare in Love, suggests one answer. Critic Bob Mondello has a review.
Picture London in 1593. Two competing theaters, The Curtain and The Rose, each have acting companies and their own playwrights. The Curtain has Christopher Marlowe, the most popular dramatist of his day. The Rose has a young up-and-comer named Will Shakespeare, who unfortunately has a bad case of writer's block. He's getting nowhere on his new comedy, Romeo and Ethel, and is instead spending all his time in taverns trying to avoid the theater owner.
The special today is a pig's foot marinated in juniper berry vinegar, served on a buckwheat pancake.
Still, the opening date has been set. The actors are auditioning, among them a woman named Viola, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, who has disguised herself as a man because women aren't allowed on stage in Elizabethan England. Calling herself Thomas Kent, she does a great audition and gets cast as Romeo, which would be fine, except that earlier at a dance she attended in her usual dress, she caught the eye of young Will Shakespeare, and he's now hanging around her house late at night, hoping he'll see her at a window or on her balcony. And one night, he does.
Romeo, Romeo, a young man of Verona. A comedy by William Shakespeare.
My lady!
Who's that?
Will Shakespeare.
Anon, good nurse, anon.
Writer's block be gone. Suddenly Will, who's played by Joseph Fiennes, knows exactly what to write, and the scenes he's handing his new Romeo at the theater each morning are sounding an awful lot like the ones he and Viola are playing out in real life at night. Since Viola's about to be married off to someone else, the plot of Romeo and Ethel isn't quite as comic as Will told the theater owner it would be. But never mind, there are creditors to be put off and all the other problems one encounters in the theater. Actors' egos, costumes that don't fit. Plagues.
What have I done, Mr. Fenimore?
The theatres have all been closed down by the plague.
Oh, that.
By order of the Master of the Revels.
Mr. Fenimore, allow me to explain about the theatre business. The natural condition is one of insurmountable obstacles on the road to imminent disaster.
So what do we do?
Nothing. Strangely enough, it all turns out well.
All's well that ends well, and in this case, begins well as well. Mark Norman and Tom Stoppard have come up with a script for Shakespeare in Love that's so clever it can blend plot points perfectly with Romeo and Juliet and still have time for Hamlet jokes and showbiz jokes and jokes about Sir Walter Raleigh and tobacco farming in Virginia, for heaven's sake. There isn't a corner of a scene that isn't either chuckle-producing or swooningly romantic, sometimes both at once. It helps, of course, that Gwyneth Paltrow and Joseph Fiennes make a dreamy romantic pair, and that everyone associated with the film, from director John Madden on down, is so obviously smitten with the theater. There's a marvelous moment in the movie when the very first audience for the play that has finally been retitled Romeo and Juliet gets hit as if by a sledgehammer by that tragic, tragic ending we now know so well. Suddenly you realize what an incredible surprise it must have been, back before everyone had to study Romeo and Juliet in high school, before West Side Story, and before movie trailers with Leonardo DiCaprio gave everything away in a quick montage. What makes Shakespeare in Love such a thrill is the filmmakers have come up with so many surprises of their own by that time that you know just how that first audience must have felt. I'm Bob Mondello.